The town hall meeting was to calm the nerves of the apprehensive residents following the reported gun attacks on members of Operation Cowleg by some persons believed to be nomadic herdsmen at Serebwosu, a farming community within the district last Monday. The chiefs and people of Agogo and the other communities in the vicinity were gripped with fear when news of the gun attack broke out. The news also caused the RESEC to convene an emergency meeting in Kumasi, during which the decision to hold a town hall meeting was reached. The meeting was heavily patronized by residents of Aogo, traditional leaders, municipal and district chief executives from the Sechre Kumeu, Asante Achim South, and Sechre East districts, as well as the Asante Achim Central Municipality, who share borders with Asante Achim North District, in whose jurisdiction the menace of nomadic cattle and their herdsmen is very pronounced. Also in attendance were representatives of the various state security agencies, including the general officer commanding the central command of the Ghana Armed Forces. At the town hall meeting, the new Asante Achim North District Police Commander was introduced to the people amidst cheers. The MP for the constituency, Andy Apiakubi, disclosed that government is working on a national grazing bill which, when enacted into law, will ensure an effective control of cattle into and across the country. He alleged that some of the cattle owners tried to bribe him and the DCE with 100,000 Ghana cedis under the pretext of helping the two of them to defray part of their political campaign cost. The MP said the two of them, however, rejected the said money. The Queen Mother of the Aogo Paramount area, Nana Duaben Afrakuma, insisted that the traditional authority, who holds the customary lands in trust for the people, will no longer accommodate the cattle and their managers in the area. She therefore warned them to live in their own interest. The Ashanti Regional Police Commander, COP Ken Yeboa, said the security task force is not perturbed by the latest gun attacks on its members in evacuating the cattle. He advised the people not to take the laws into their own hands and attack the cattle or their managers. COP Ken Yeboa dispelled allegations that the police have been lenient with the herdsmen in their suspected complicity in the atrocities in the area, saying that the complainants must always back their claims with evidence to help with prosecution. The Ashanti Regional Minister, Simon Osei Mensah, expressed the hope that the ongoing operation would be effectively completed by the end of the year to restore peace and security in the district.
That was Nicholas Osei Wusu's report.